All right, takeaway times. Tim, take us away with takeaways.
All right. I'll try to keep this tight because I know we had so many good takeaways today. So we started off with, what do you mean that people in the boardroom continue to design the wrong CDO mandate? You said that fundamentally, however long that we've been doing data and analytics and now AI, there's a lot of talk and there's a lot of focus on technology, but not enough focus on the value and the impact and the outcomes. And a very finite number of businesses can really point to specific tangible value, maybe general value, but not specific tangible value around their data-oriented initiatives, right? And 9 out of 10 times, the boardroom defines the role of the CDO around technology and frameworks and platforms. And, you know, now Gen AI is part of the picture, right? Rather than focusing it more on what are the goals of the business and aligning that role to delivering ROI. And the mandate is part of a bigger problem, the perception that what data means, that it's a technical problem that needs fixing and addressing, which is not what we want all the energy to be going into and ultimately results in the CDO getting fired in 2 or 3 years, right? So is there a problem with the role of the CDO itself? You said, no, it's really around this mandate that needs to be changed here. And a lot of companies, they need to shift just focusing on things like, hey, let's become data driven to let's really make an impact on the KPIs that matter. And Juan asked, you know, do we have more of a work problem versus a data or AI problem? And you said you pretty much agree with that. And you tied it to a big problem around accountability, right? The perception of the CDO being more of an enabling or a supporting function versus really taking ownership over, you know, key things that matter to the business. And we need to switch hiring CDOs from more of a, hey, we're hiring them to do data and do enablement, and instead to really impact those key things. There can't be this big disconnect between what is being asked of them and what's the outcome. We need to align those things. And you saw that there were some big shifts happening. You know, the business is really looking at, and you can see this in like the job descriptions or the interview process where they're signaling that like, hey, we're looking for somebody with a strong focus on machine learning for pricing or something like that. This can be an indicator, not necessarily that they're being technology focused, but actually they figured out the levers that are going to have a bigger impact on the business, which can also lead to things like, shifting how you even organize this role to have bigger impact, right? But anyways, I have so many more, but Juan, I'll pass it to you. What were your big takeaways?
I love how we brought up a question. Why would a real CDO accept the role of the CDO where the real goals are not laid out? And you're like, well, the goals are laid out, except that they're outputs and not outcomes. I think that's actually, if you're looking through the chat, we had a very kind of great chat. There's a lot of people who brought that up. You said 9 out of 10, if you deliver what you were asked to deliver, you'll get fired. Because I was like, good, yeah, but this is it, you did it, but this cost us too much. We don't need that. So your original goals were never linked to the outcomes. We talk about shifts, so I think you're seeing the shift, kind of the pendulum always swings, but a shift right now to decentralization. You're having like mini CDOs who are like the heads of data. They're embedded in various parts of the business, and the roles are going to become much more specialized, right? So the data leaders will have to kind of figure out where am I put my eggs in what basket. We're talking about organizational structures and like all this data is born out of IT. In the last 5 years, we've had a shift out of IT because they have not getting the value. So they've moved to the CEO, the COO, the CFO, the chief transformation officer. But the complaint is the same, and we're seeing that shift back, right? Pendulum always swings. And then people start saying, hey, why do we have like 2 CXOs doing the same thing apparently? And the CIO has more stock. So then the CDOs kind of get somewhat demoted, or now you have heads of or VPs that are now reporting to CIOs. But then we see kind of this matrix organization where they may be reporting to the business line, but they're dotted line centrally to some of the IT functions. Recommendations is like, look, we're having this conversation, but this message isn't always landing to the execs on the board because, hey, they're not following us on LinkedIn and listening to our podcast, but they should. So we need to really do this from the inside. The data leaders need to do this from the inside. So, hey, if you go to the interview process and if you're the person who's challenging or educating the interviewer, it gets perceived that you're trying to change that mandate. So that doesn't work. And your suggestion, which can be controversial, but I agree, is just thought along. Say, yes, I can go do that. And then get inside and then change the things from the inside. A lot of it comes back to the skill sets. The type of mandate boards result in certain types of data leaders. So what Tim was saying, if the board keeps appointing profiles of people of the outputs they want instead of the outcomes they want, they'll continue to see this issue right now. And the ideal mandate is not universal because it's contextual to the industry, but one common thread is what are the goals and the objectives of the business and what are the KPIs that influence it? So a CDO that reports to the CEO, my goals are to increase revenue and improve customer satisfaction. Yes, that's the type of stuff we need to go focus on. How did we do? Anything we missed?
I don't think so. No, I didn't realize I said all that, but yeah.
Well, thank you. So to wrap
up, quite a few t-shirts that came out of that, I think.
Yes.